with it to do this hour indeed. Welcome back, everyone. We do this Monday, Wednesday, Friday. If you're new to the program, we spend an hour. A lot of research, a lot of information. My partner Erica is here. We are always doing our best. If you have any information you want us to know about, feel free to email it on in to me, and I'll make sure we get a chance to look at it. What we're all about here is trying to stay away from... Well, first of all, welcome back, young lady.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. Good to be here again.
Seems like we've done this before.
It is a habit.
Here's what we're trying to prevent by doing these programs. And none of you really fit this tag, this label, this description. But this is what, this is how they are getting away with massive, historically unprecedented, undreamed of, worldwide genocide. That's how they're doing it. The sheep. The sheep watch, they stare, they eat. They don't think. They just take in the stimuli that are thrown at them to force them, cause them, to make them become obedient, to program them. Sheep, sheeple. I remember when David Dees and I were doing our at the top of the game, he was absolutely brilliant. We do a lot of talking about sheeple, and it fits. It's what they are. They are not independent thinkers anymore. 60, 75 years ago, people were independent thinkers. They had honest information to deal with. They were actually offered the opportunity to exchange ideas in school and not programmed like they are now. They are just, it's ruthless what goes on in schools now. Not to mention morally despicable. So we've got that. The sheep, that's the mass. And that is indeed the largest component of those people who are dying now, the sheeple. And those who unfortunately were intimidated or threatened into taking these bioweapon injections. And as you heard Dolores Cahill in the video say the other day, she feels without question, everyone who's taken one shot or more will be gone within 3 to 5 years. I think that was a generous forecast, personally. I don't like to say that, but that's just how it looks to me. And you?
Yeah, I would agree.
We got those Deagle.com projections, January 1st, 2025. I think they're going to be very close to being on target. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, what games are the controllers playing? And remember, they had this all put together years and years ago. Well, they've picked up monkeypox now, and they're claiming that in the U.S., the number of monkeypox cases has exploded by 500 in 5 days. Never mind, there are only about 700 total, but they're playing that game again. It's all fear porn, and they're masters, past masters at it. They know precisely what they're doing thanks to their supercomputer AI gaming that they do all the time. They know precisely how the sheep are going to baa and respond. They know within 1 or 2%. So it's no contest. It's not even a, it's not a fair fight, as they used to say in the old days. Not at all.
No, it's not.
So monkeypox, how big is it going to get, do you think? What's the game?
Well, I just pulled up the timetable that they were going by on that tabletop exercise that they had last year,
yeah,
which outlined...
That no one talks about anymore.
Yeah. Well, what they said was a fictitious scenario, but so far it's going right according to plan, their dress rehearsal. So right now we're between June and January, and the scenario that's in play right now, let's see, as of May 15 was when they first announced the first outbreak, 1,421 cases, 4 deaths. I think we're right around there right now, aren't we?
I'd say.
no international warnings or advisories, benefits of and need for early risk assessment, international alert and warning systems. So, they're keeping it in the headlines somewhat, making people aware of it. But now move number two is slated to begin on January 10 of 2023. 83 countries will be affected, 70 million cases with 1.3 million deaths. The monkeypox will be determined to be engineered to be vaccine resistant. They will be taking national responses, early action, and there will be international supply chain challenges. So they're setting the stage for this. Because as we've mentioned before, this Jynneos smallpox vaccine that they are giving to high-risk individuals right now, primarily in the gay community, it's replication deficient. So it's actually a vaccinia virus, which is otherwise known as cowpox. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to make it seem as though this is just a tamer version of the smallpox vaccine. The bona fide smallpox vaccine, known as ACAM2000, now is fully replication competent. It's a vaccinia virus, which is also cowpox. But because it's fully replication competent, you would get presumably broad cross-protection between the multiple strains of these orthopox viruses, mm-hmm. of which monkeypox is one of them. The Jynneos, because it's just vaccinia, would only be protective against vaccinia and not monkeypox. So these people that are lining up for this thing now, thinking they're going to be protected against monkeypox, are in for a surprise.
Wasting their time, wasting their money, putting their health on the line again. Taking in what to their body? What are they getting injected with? Remember, if we have any advice to give the world, no more needles. No needles. Forget it. If it comes in a needle, forget it. We could go on from there to capsules and probably not stretch too much. No capsules either. Because a lot of these doctors, unfortunately, don't know as much as you people do. And I'm not kidding. If you've been a patient listener to this program, an observer, you have learned more than many doctors will ever know about this hideous biological weapon attack on humankind. You already do. And that's not a joke. So I think what they're doing is, imagine you've got something on the oven, or in the oven or on the stove, and you're turning the temperature up, and they're slowly ramping up monkeypox. They're giving, as you just heard Erica say, the wrong, I hate vaccines, but they're giving the wrong vaccine to begin with. So
if we were at risk of contracting cowpox, it might work.
That's right, it might.
But not monkeypox, and probably not smallpox. It really has not been tested in vivo for any of these.
Not at all.
They'll do it in vitro, and they'll say, yes, there's plenty of neutralizing antibodies against the virus. Well, we don't know that is the correlate of protection in a living, breathing human being. It's completely assumptive.
Yeah. All right, so 500 in the U.S., a jump in just a few days, and the WHO has elevated monkeypox to its highest level urgent warning status now worldwide. So you can see where they're going with this. Will they play it out? I don't know. We'll find out soon enough. January 1st is only 5 months away now. That'll get here real quick. Merry Christmas, everybody. You've got to be careful out there and take care of yourselves. We'll get to a lot of things in this hour yet to come. More deaths. Another former National Football League star dies after sudden cardiac arrest, the fourth player to die in recent weeks. The French are holding open air on the street now, memorials for their children who have been sacrificed, killed, murdered by these non-vaccine bioweapons. They're giving them to babies, infants now, and they're dying over here. And can you imagine This is rhetorical to all of you. And some of you are mothers and fathers with infants. Can you imagine, just for a second, allowing your child to be injected with this? This crap, this death? These are death shots. And the babies are dying. They have no chance. None. And yet these parents have been so brainwashed, they will not argue, they will not fight, they'll take those kids in, and they'll get them shot up, and they're gone. And then they're broken, I would assume, hearted for the rest of their lives. I would be. I couldn't handle it, knowing what I had done. And that goes for everyone who takes these shots. Remember, the feds bought, with your money, here in the U.S., 105 million more doses of Pfizer's death in a needle. For the fall vax drive. And now you've got Pfizer also saying, and we think this is already probably happening, we don't have any proof, but they announced they were going to double the strength of their booster shots. Double the strength of their booster shots. So those of you thinking, I've got to get my booster, you maybe get much more than you think. So again, no testing is required anymore. I guess the CDC and the FDA are just real happy with the companies taking care of themselves, and they're honorable. They're not going to lie, right? I don't get it. It's crazy to me what's going on. It's completely crazy. It runs counter to all intelligent thought, all intelligent organizing of any society, what's happening here. But we know the agenda. We know what they're after, and they're going to get it.
I see many posts now in some of these vax injury support groups, and these people, your heart goes out to them because, you know, they're injured, probably for life. Some people have lost children, adult children or teenage children to these things.
Right.
And they're honestly surprised that they really have no recourse, you know, legally. There's no compensation. I guess they forgot that these are 100% experimental at this point, and the liability was waived right from the get-go.
We know, excuse me, but we know they're not experimental at all. They're doing exactly what they were designed to do, these shots.
Well, they're under the guise of being a phase 3 clinical trial.
Yep.
And they could always say, whoops, well, we goofed.
Yeah, we goofed to the tune of 5 billion dead. That's all. 5 billion. And where are the street demonstrations? Where are any demonstrations? There are people bitching and moaning online, and I salute them for that. But where do they go to really register their feelings and try to make a difference with their alleged government? I don't see any of it anywhere. It's not happening. What are we given to look to for leadership? We're given people on the internet. We're given controlled opposition. And all of the big names out there, most all of them, are either controlled opposition, controlled created opposition, or they really don't have the internal fortitude to tell the truth about what they should know, about what we know, and about what you all know about these bioweapon injections, that they are uniformly fatal by way of 100 different methods. There's so many pathways to death. Oh, and I did talk to, for all of you, I mentioned a real gentleman. Had a nice talk with him today, and I hope he'll be able to come on the program soon. I won't give you his name, but his wife took the shot. He did not. She came down with cancer. I think it's bladder cancer. And he called today. He called me back, and we talked. And she just got through her first major surgery, and she's about to go on chemotherapy. And she, in all likelihood, has no immune system left, no immune competence. So her battle is going to be a very difficult one. And on top of that, this fellow at first mentioned in an email that he had 7 close friends. Now, these are close friends. And he told me today they live in my town. They're friends. 7 of them have soft tissue cancers after getting injected with the bioweapon. And he said, it's worse than that. I said, what do you mean? He said, it's 9 now. 9 of my friends have cancer. So where does it end? It's an interesting term. It was said by someone that all of the survivors who don't get shot up, who somehow fight their way through and resist the overwhelming pressure from the government and other institutions and succeed in surviving, they're going to have to take care of 9 people who have died, who will die from these shots, either personally helping them to the end or arranging for a funeral, whatever. But it's going to be like 9-1 or something like that. So I don't know. It's all really horrific. And we really appreciate all of you out there who care about these programs and have sent so many nice emails. We're very grateful. It's a lot of work. Erica works very hard. I do my best. And she's a scientist. I'm not. But we have it pretty well nailed down. And we're having to do this, remember, on the outside without any real inside information. But I want to, again, repeat what I said Wednesday. Any of the media doctors or scientists that you look up to, unless they are telling you in their various and sundry video presentations that this is a 100% fatal biological weapon injection and that anyone who takes even one shot in all likelihood is going to die rather quickly. Some of them die within a couple of hours, a couple of weeks, a couple of months. But they're going to die. Unless your people are telling you that, they're lying to you, and they're lying by omission. It doesn't work. And if they don't know the truth, then they should shut the hell up, because we figured it out, and you all know it. You're very wise. You're the best audience in radio in the world. And you have a good grasp on the situation. So we're very appreciative of all of you. All right. Now, Malone. You want to go to Malone next? What do we want to do?
Yeah, we could do that. Sure.
All right. Dr. Robert Malone is an absolutely world-class, top-of-the-rung virologist. We'll just leave it at that. He's got a CV that's 20 pages long. I would suggest that Fauci and Malone and others know exactly precisely what's going on with this whole campaign. Totally. And yet, in Dr. Malone's case, he appeared out of nowhere and began to pick up the call for truth and revelation of what's really going on. When in point of fact, I don't know how he couldn't. How? Let me ask you as a scientist, how could he not know what's going on?
Oh, without question.
All right. So there you go. So, I like Dr. Malone. I'm sure he's a nice guy in his own right, but he's not being truthful, in my humble opinion. I'm not speaking for Erica. If she wants to agree, that's fine. But I do not like people who are part of the game of misdirection, misinformation, disinformation, of lying to people, to control them. And that's what created, controlled opposition figures do. That's what they're there for. So we've got a couple short videos of Dr. Malone, who is known as the inventor of mRNA technology. All right? So let's see what he has to say in this one. See if you agree or disagree, or if you can catch. Here's this man who, in our opinion, knows everything about these shots that there is to know, in all likelihood, and we've been having to put it together from the outside, connecting the dots as best we can. But just listen to what he's saying now and how he is presenting himself to you. I am your hero. I am a truth teller. Is he? Commercial, hold on. 2, 1. Here we go.
The government lies almost continuously about everything that has anything to do with COVID. They can't help themselves. They lie and they lie and they lie. And I think most of us have caught them at it enough times now. And the war room viewers, the war room posse, has seen this happen, has seen this whole story play out from the get-go. And Peter is kindly referring to the Washington Times op-eds that we put.
Now, he's not talking about Peter Duesberg, and that's a little bit of an inside joke. But Peter Duesberg was the man who said HIV doesn't exist. And a lot of people glommed onto that. He's talking about, I don't know who he's talking about. Who's he talking
about? Probably Peter McCullough.
I would guess McCullough first, but anyway. All right, let me back this up just a drop here. Now, keep in mind that in our opinion, our humble opinion, Dr. Malone knows everything about what's going on here. He's been in this field for his entire adult life. He's absolutely brilliant in it. So to pretend like he doesn't know and to turn and cast aspersions on the lying government is kind of a predictable disinformation sort of thing to do.
Peter is kindly referring to the Washington Times op-eds that we put together. The Washington Times was attacked by Facebook. Everything we said has come to pass. But those that have been watching the War Room remember that Peter and I first spoke about this together with Steve even earlier, weeks before that. This is nothing new. And the other thing about this now, fast forward to the present, Science Magazine Review recently clearly, explicitly states Paxlovid is a problem. I'll just get into this in a moment. The virus is mutating to escape Paxlovid. There's multiple pathways that it's doing it by. This protease inhibitor should be reserved, just as Peter and I said about the vaccines. It should be focused only on those that are at high risk. How do we know this? Not only because of the mutations and the escape mutants from Paxlovid now, not just the vaccine, but Pfizer itself dropped its clinical trial of Paxlovid in people of average risk because it wasn't working. Okay? Pfizer dropped the trial because it didn't work in people of average risk. We should not be giving this drug to Tony Fauci. We should not be giving it to the average person. Tony had this rebound and even worse disease, and he was breeding in doing that. He was breeding viral escape mutants to this protease inhibitor. He should have known better. It has plagued the entire AIDS field from the get-go, this same exact problem. Again.
Okay, so what's going on here? He's talking about Tony Fauci, a man that he described as basically a lifelong professional friend, a very good friend, a colleague. And Dr. Malone has also bragged about his many deep state connections and so forth. And yet we're supposed to believe that here he is picking up the banner of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to protect us from the evil Tony Fauci. This is a carny act. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
This is called disinformation. This is how they do it. What he's saying is true. It's the old 80-20 or 90-10 game. So you put out 90% good information, 10% you spin it. Or you don't even bother spinning. You just, by virtue of presenting it, people can tell what you're doing. So this is top drawer disinformation in the sense that he knows what the hell's going on. Here's the rest.
Just don't learn. They won't back down. They won't admit defeat. They just dig deeper and deeper and deeper. And I got to say it again. Somebody has got to go over there and teach those idiots the first rule of holes, which is when you're in one, stop digging, because they keep digging deeper and deeper. They will not admit that their arrogance, their willingness to suspend normal scientific review, to take input from third parties, has resulted in massive unnecessary loss of death due to what we now know was Deborah Birx parroting the propaganda from the CCP, imposing all these mask mandates on us, imposing remdesivir because of her aide pushing it to her. What we have learned over the last 2 weeks, I find stunning. And we are in a situation in which we have the worst case of groupthink. This is worse than the Bay of Pigs. This is the worst case of U.S. government groupthink I think there's ever been.
Dr. Malone, again, knows everything that's going on. He's a brilliant, brilliant man. There's probably maybe a handful or two or three on the planet who know more, have a more diverse professional background, experientially speaking, he's been there, he's done that. So his current posturing is very interesting. If you remember back about a year ago, I played a video that was done in a rather off-the-cuff setting in Hawaii with Dr. Malone and a journalist. And he said in that video, what we have to do is get as much of this vaccine into our adults and our seniors as soon as possible. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he said. And after we played that clip on the program, he actually phoned the journalist and said, I didn't appreciate you making that available to anyone. So we did. He spoke his piece. You can't have it both ways, though, Bobby. You got to play the game right. And it's nice to see, and a lot of people will sign on, and I guess we can't complain too much about what we get, so you don't look gift horses in the mouth. Any comment on what he just said? Then I'm going to play another clip here of something else.
Yeah, from my perspective, it's a put-on. It's designed to expose the incompetencies of the current administration, the government, so that, you know, people will be outraged and demand change, if there's anybody left at the end of this, and they will welcome and embrace a new world order. And his ties to Gavi and Seppi and these other, Dietra, they're behind all this.
He is, if you remember the Rogan interview, that kind of was the big one to place him in the role of a savior for us, someone to rally behind and to trust and to look up to. And he's got the teddy bear look, and he's particularly animated in this little video clip, but soft-spoken. They produced a number of very high-budget documentaries, three, called Headwinds. Dr. Robert Malone and Dr. Jill Glasspool, his wife. And that's all fine. You just need to know what you're looking at. And what you're looking at is a contrived, created oppositional figure or figures that we're supposed to look to and trust. And it's just the way big government, world government does things. I'm not knocking Malone in with any specificity here, except to say he's one of them that's doing this. And I can name all the other ones. We've done it before, from Beef Stew to Dr. Jane and on and on. And if you don't think I'm correct in what I'm saying, that's fine. But believe me, there are people all over the Internet on these social media platforms are right there. They're getting it. They're catching on. And then the others. So people don't get in positions of power, control, and influence in the media unless they are a team player for the deep state. Okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, here's a partial clip of the bravest woman, and we played this Monday, I think it was, Professor Dr. Dolores Cahill. All right? And we also mentioned Dr. Mike Yeadon as being a very fine, truthful, truth-telling physician, scientist. Not a physician, scientist. But we'll get to that in a minute. I want you to hear what, again, Professor Dr. Ruth Cahill has to say. This woman is almost peerless in her courage and integrity. I'm going to pick it up about halfway through.
The immune system in this positive feedback loop of trying to kill the dead cells and kill more organs, and it ramps up, and then the people actually die from organ failure, but looks like sepsis. Mm-hmm. And so what we're seeing is people are dying of heart attack, and that's called sudden adult death, or that they're dying, presenting as organ failure. And why, when I spoke out, COVID-19 is only being put on the death certs, because they haven't been given prevention and treatment early on. So it is like if people were having pneumonia and all of the doctors of the world says we're not going to give them antibiotics, and then they come into hospital and they're given antibiotics within a day before their organs are already gone into organ failure and they die. And then they put on whatever the pandemic is. But they really, every death with SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, is because those men and women and children were not given the safe and, you know, protective treatment early on, like vitamin D, vitamin C, hydroxychloroquine and zinc and ivermectin. And then what around the world all of the countries are doing is saying the way to treat this issue is by giving an mRNA injection that for decades was never approved, whatever the disease it was trying to do. They are all in clinical trials.
So what you're basically saying is that we are in the middle of the biggest experiment in human history, which is happening right now, real time, on real people.
And children.
And children.
And pregnant women.
So...
And it should be stopped.
Well, somehow talking to you scares me, right? Because I know a lot of people who are being vaccinated. Is there a way out?
Everybody who has an mRNA injection will die within 3 to 5 years, even if they have only one injection. And I know that is hard to hear, but I think this is why we need to, you know, be honest and tell people, because these trials are the most dangerous clinical trials ever. And there are more deaths in 1 year in 2021 on the COVID-19 trials than all of the 30 years of vaccine clinical trials.
Okay, several things. Number one, I would love to see Dr. Malone say that, but since he is the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, so-called, I don't think we're going to hear that. So watch again very carefully what these people say. What they don't say is the most important of all. Cahill just said it straight. Everyone who has been injected with the mRNA COVID-19 poison will die within 3 to 5 years. I think she's being rather liberal with that. I think it may well be less. But that's the kind of thing that a real hero, a real leader, will tell the people. And this is not an experiment. This is a deployment of a biological weapon, which is doing precisely what it was designed to do. Kill people in dozens of different ways.
I mean, we have enough data now to, we had it back in January of 2021 to stop these things. If they were legitimate trials, or we were legitimately attempting to curtail a pandemic, but the show goes on.
These are very sharp people. You have to understand that. And if you don't think that Dr. Malone, I don't mean to pick on him, but he's the man up front, knows all about this, you're not thinking. He does. And so nothing that happens comes to any remote definition of a surprise, I would suggest, to him and Fauci and many others. Fauci is just despicable. Okay. All right, here's another clip. It's a short one. If you remember, Birx, little Debbie Birx, said yesterday or the day before that she and Tony Fauci actually created the mask mandate and the 6-foot social distancing policies out of thin air. They just did it. It was them. They did it. So that was quite an interesting revelation. I don't know what Debbie Birx's future is, but...
The vaccines are the most profitable.
All right, here's Dr. Malone.
The vaccines are the most...
Hold on, Dr. Malone, just a minute. Turn this down a tiny bit. Here's a little short clip.
The vaccines are the most profitable product in the history of modern medicine. Clearly, Pfizer has a long history of being a criminal organization. A case can be made that that's a feature, not a bug, in this context. Fauci is making, he will retire next year or the year after with a pension annual pension payout that is greater than the salary of the President of the United States. His wife makes more currently than the Vice President of the United States. They get money kickbacks through the Bayh-Dole Act for the patents that they hold, that he holds, and the NIH hides which patents from whom. The corruption is profound. The money is actually pretty significant. But Peter, I'm not convinced that this is about money. I think you're right. This is an attack on the United States by the CCP, and whether or not Deborah Birx was aware of it, she functionally acted as a intelligence operative of the CCP.
Okay. That is called, everyone all together now, misdirection. Okay?
Pretty obvious.
Pretty obvious and very well done. With some commitment, he's getting ramped up a little bit, but that's how they do it. Yeah, the CCP knows what's going on. We all know that, but he's knows how he's turning on his lifelong buddy and colleague Tony.
Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, thank you. Perfectly said. That's what it's all about, and they keep the pot of chaos constantly stirred up. So the sheep, you do it better than I do. The sheep.
I'm not going to do it.
shucks. She's good. The sheep don't have much of a chance. And they've all been shot up already anyhow. So it's a very sad situation. And I don't know what could have been done early on. Had we had a Robert Malone who really did turn his back on the deep state and all that and sign his own death warrant and stood up and told the truth, it might have saved some lives. But it's now Debbie Birx, the CCP. Nope. Doesn't work.
No.
Sorry.
No.
All right. So, you go ahead. Anything you want to add to this? It's misdirection.
You know,
it's what it is.
And it keeps people in a state of outrage and getting more and more dissatisfied with the current government. So at a certain point, they will welcome something different. But in the meantime, they're entertained, and it buys them time so that this genocide can be carried out.
That's what misdirection's for. You got it. Keep people arguing amongst each other, keep them upset, keep them off balance.
Right.
This is a masterpiece. This thing was so well planned. And in that video I mentioned with Dr. Malone, I believe he mentioned at that time in that recording that this had been gamed for well over 20 years by a number of different countries who were to be involved with rolling out the bioweapon injections. And they knew. He said that. He said, this has been game.
Operation Dark Winter, was it early 2000s or 2001 or something?
Something like that. It's obvious what's going on. So, okay. And Dr. Malone, you're more than welcome to come on this program if you'd like. No problem. You know where to get a hold of me. It's not hard. All right. We have the young woman who gets sick when she's anywhere near the vaxxed. We can do that video, or we can jump into some readers, whatever you'd like. Next.
Let's do some readers, and I'll preface it by saying what I'm observing in these groups, people who are affected by the shedding, they really do appear to be suffering more now since more people are getting boosted. And it's unknown whether, these people are just developing or becoming more and more sensitive as time goes on and the exposure increases, or if these boosters are more potent in some way, or perhaps the recipients of the boosters are becoming more prolific producers of the spike protein. We don't know, but the people that are being affected by it are really, really starting to suffer. And, I had a thought that we don't know. They're talking about doubling the dose for this next round of boosters, whether
Pfizer.
That's number four, number five, Pfizer. Yeah. So normally, up until now, if we can believe what they're telling us, it was 30 micrograms of mRNA. Now they're going to 60 grams. Moderna has been 100, micrograms. Moderna's been 100 micrograms all along. But there's another possibility, and I wonder if this may be going on unbeknownst to us. Are they using self-amplifying mRNA? And I look back at what La Quinta Columna came up with last year, Dr. Pablo Campra, when they were starting to analyze the vials, and they were finding mostly graphene oxide and very, very little mRNA. Now, the interesting thing about self-amplifying mRNA is that you only need a little bit, about 1/60th of what you would need for standard mRNA, because self-amplifying mRNA, as the name suggests, can copy itself. And that's really quite frightening, because it's synthetic. If your body does not shut that down, oh boy.
And we also believe that there's a reasonable chance that it is also being shed along with the spike protein. And if you get hit with mRNA, that goes into your body. And as you just heard Erica say, it can replicate itself, move around, and set up little manufacturing plants up by the hundreds of thousands all around your body, which make only spike protein. Think about it.
You know, they did use a self-amplifying candidate in their phase one, phase two clinical trials before these things rolled out. Who's to say they're not using it now? I mean, we know that there are hot batches in amongst these manufacturers. You know, if we go to that compilation of data from the VAERS called howbadismybatch.com, you can very clearly see that some batches were many times more toxic than others. Is it because they were using self-amplifying RNA in some of those?
Okay, very good. All right, these are people who have not been injected with the biological kill shot. All right. You have to look around for the... You've got your list there. We have to look around for the numbers a little bit. I'm going to start with number one, I guess. And then you can see
where
two and
three are.
Well,
we've got shedding. We've got, personality changes and shedding and smell.
Okay. Let's go through the shedding, I guess. Why don't you go ahead and take the first one in shedding there, number one.
All right.
It's about seven
down. I've had zero jabs, zero PCR tests, but have been suffering chest pain, felt like something sitting in my lung, and crazy other symptoms which sound like shot reactions. I found ivermectin to be a huge help, now just trying to kill off the nanowires and other things that grew under my skin in the past year and a half, which MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, feels like it's killed, but slow going getting everything out. Best of luck. Hope it's not that serious, but ivermectin is safe to use just to boost the immune system to prevent COVID, so I don't see the harm in trying it for lung pain. I also use turmeric, and it has worked wonders for some of my lung pain.
Okay. Number two, is that next in sequence?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, number two. Now, these, again, are unvaxxed people. The most heartbreaking thing is, I think, this damage is permanent. I'm an obsessive, and for the past 7 or 8 months, every single day of my existence, I've been battling this and trying to rid my body of it. Everything I try has no success yet. And someone answers back, are you jabbed or not? And the person says, no, I am not. And the other person responds, awesome. What's your supplement and treatment routine? Answer, I was made ill after working in close proximity to a freshly jabbed colleague. That seems to be critical in many of these cases. If someone is just off getting injected, They seem to be throwing off a lot more, perhaps, than people who have been injected 5-6 months ago. That's just a guess. I'm currently 5 days into a water fast, so that will maybe give you an idea of the lengths I'm prepared to go. And the person writes back, what do you take to try to counter it? And I'm not able to see the last little bit, so you, I don't know.
Apart from the fast.
Okay. Apart from the fast. Okay. Go ahead from there, why don't you?
Okay. And he says, it's a long list, to be honest. Let's see, number three. It continues. Someone says, I feel your pain. My own daughter and son-in-law didn't tell me till after my visit that they were jabbed. I've had tremendous health issues this last year. Prior to it, I've been so healthy. The original poster says, I've got heart stuff going on, too, after being around the vaxxed. And I'm so sorry. This is the biggest challenge I've ever had to deal with. After losing my job, relationships for refusing the vaccine, I now end up with my internal organs damaged by it. It's incomprehensible, to be honest. Another one says, 3 years of science and medical research, I cannot find evidence of transmission being possible. But again, very little information available of what can transmit if carbon within nucleus. Remember, graphene is in so many commercial products, plus air, water, and to that, someone said, oh, this is unrelated. Okay, skip that.
Okay. All right, number four. Someone chimes in with, the same with me. I hadn't been sick in years. Not at all. The ones who have taken the shots are making me sick. They are shedding on me. Absolutely. I was in bed at Christmas for 3 months with double pneumonia. Then I lost 70% of my hair and suffered for 8 months with severe insomnia. Next comment. I've been sick twice the last 2 years in quick succession. One night felt like the above. I think you should give ivermectin and NAC a whirl along with your zinc. Also keep going with the MMS, but in my humble opinion, CDS would be better. Supplement with high doses of vitamin C, D, and magnesium as well. Next comment. Consider having an electrolyte drink throughout the day. What you were exposed to could cause an imbalance. And the first person says, sorry, that wasn't my full list. I've also tried all of these supplements, medications on your list. Okay, next up.
All right, another person says, just so people are aware, I know one of America's frontline doctors personally. The boosters are stronger than the first two doses, more potent. Please protect yourselves. An earlier person says, in combination, this is regarding the supplements, in combination and for how long, this is my daily, apart from ivermectin, which is weekly. Also, melatonin, guys, it helps detox the graphene oxide. Graphene oxide can also shed, not just the spike protein. Another person, hi, everyone, quick question. I work in the medical field, seeing patients all day. I try my best to keep my N95 mask on. I wear long sleeve scrubs and keep my hair covered. I rub my skin with black seed oil before work. I take supplements before work, clean my hands with pine oil and alcohol at work, and soak in detox bath after work. But I still feel the effects of shedding. Itchy, tingly skin, chest pain, pelvic pain, murky films affecting the eyes. Granted, there's less fatigue when I detox regularly and less chest and pelvic symptoms when I also wear my Shungite bracelets. I'm just tired, frustrated. What else can I do to reduce these effects?
Okay, the next comment. This is breaking my heart. For months and months, I thought I was alone. I've been on the same course, Jennifer. My nights are now devoted to reading medical articles and about the effect of supplements and the hope I can find the cure for this. Has anybody on this board tried any of the medications the FLCC suggests? And the next one after that says, this to give you an idea that these people are all around the world. I'm in Victoria, Australia. Vaccine mandates have been abolished in July, so I went back to work. I'm a music and piano teacher, teaching in a school and music studio. It's only been 1 week since school term started, and I feel like crap. Sore throat, muscle ache, fatigue. This is an uninjected person, remember. Occasional green mucus in my nostrils. Been taking ivermectin once a week. It probably is fighting for me. I dare not take too much for a long term, as it may affect liver and kidneys. God help us all. For us unvaxxed, we're now living in a giant prison called Earth. Just to give you a partial view of humanity and how human beings are trying to deal with this. Okay, any final comments? Go ahead.
It's the tip of the iceberg. There are just countless stories like this. Countless.
It's not even measurable. This is so small. It's immense. It's worldwide. So, okay, I hope that was helpful to some of you, and in fact to all of you, but some of you are very, very smart. You've accumulated a lot of knowledge, and you share it, and that's wonderful. The bottom line, again, we'll urge you, tell them how to minimize your risk.
Yeah, you have to.
Stay away.
Stay away. I mean, that's what these people ultimately have to do, because they're forced to do it. You know, if you can take preventative measures and just minimize it so you don't get to that critical point, maybe you could still have something of a normal life for a little bit.
Hope so. All right, that's it. Those are, again, unvaccinated people who have been around those who have been vaxxed, and they have been shed upon, and those are the results so far. Okay, Erica, thanks. Talk soon.
Okay. My pleasure, Jeff. Have a good weekend, everyone.
All right, we'll be back Monday. The network runs all through the weekend. A whole week's programs are repeated, so you can listen if you missed any. And we'll be back with you on Monday night. So take care, and do try to prepare.